Okay, so let's look at some of the other rules. Like I said, the rest of the rules are really focused on how to handle desolation.
这个圣操里边其他的规则会帮助我们如何的去驾驭这些神窟。
Let's read rule number 5.
让我们看第五条规则。第五条规则，念。在神父时千万不要改变主意，却要坚守神父时所赐的神父之前，或上上时所赐的神父之前，因为在神父里是领导，指导我们的是善神，而在神父中则是恶神。
So the basic summary is, don't change your spiritual plans in a time of spiritual desolation.
所以最基本的一个总结就是，在神窟的时候，不要改变自己的灵修计划。
And this is really the most important rule. If you forget everything else, at least remember this one.
这是一个最重要的一个原则。如果你忘了深操的其他的规则的话，这条规则不要忘。So,
we want to persevere in our spiritual plan, going to morning prayer, making your daily meditation, going to mass.
所以在这样的情况之下，我们继续执行，执着于我们的灵修计划。我们还是该去做晨祷的时候去做晨祷，该去望弥撒的时候望弥撒。Even
when you feel that God is far away and you feel like there is no point in praying, pray anyway.
尽管是你感觉到天主离你很远，并且没有这个理由去做祈祷的，那你这个时候仍然还要去做祈祷。
It's one of the most important times for our spiritual growth is when we can persevere in a time of spiritual desolation.
所以这是一个很重要的一个特点，就是我们在神窟当中，我们的执着，我们对于我们灵修计划的执着。
And likewise, if you start thinking about leaving seminary or when you are ordained, leaving the priesthood, don't do that in a time of spiritual desolation.
就好像呢，在你们在神学院当中，你们想离开修院，或者是你做了神父之后想离开夺职，这件事情，千万不要在神窟当中做任何决定。
It's a very beautiful teaching, actually, because it tells us that when God wants to lead us in a new direction, He'll do that in a positive way.
这也是很重要的一点，当天主愿意领导我们的时候，他愿意以一种积极的方式领导着我们。
If I believe that God brought me to my monastic community, and then I get into some spiritual desolation, I know that He is not going to lead me somewhere else without giving me some light to guide me.
我相信，天主把我领到了隐居院的生活当中。当我经历神窟的时候，天主不会让我仅仅的经历神窟，而不给我任何的光亮和希望的，让我处于这种状态，而是他会慢慢给我希望，给我光亮，让我去做决定的。Maybe
in the next few months, you have some argument with the bishop, and you feel very angry, and you think about leaving seminary.
也许后来过几个月，你们那个跟主教吵了一大架，那个跟生了一大生气了，然后决定离开修院。
First of all, an argument with the bishop is probably non-spiritual desolation.
首先是跟主教吵架并不是灵犀并不是神哭。
But that's the seedbed for spiritual desolation, and the idea comes then to leave seminary.
但是这是神哭的一个基础，造成你想离开修院的这个思想。
You start to feel like God brought you to seminary, but now you're very angry and you can't hear God anymore.
就好像你感觉到这种时候天主把你带到了修院，而现在呢，天主离你很远，你也听不到天主声音了。
And so you think, it's now, there's no purpose in being a priest, I should just leave seminary.
所以这个感觉到，这个做神父也没有什么目标，也没什么希望了，就算了，也不做。
And what will you remember when that happens?
那么在这种情况之下，你需要记起什么来？
You will remember the monk with the long beard who said, rule number 5.
你需要记起那个带有胡有个大胡子的那个研究室来，他说这个第五条规则是什么？
Don't forget rule number 5.
别忘了那个第五条规则。
Don't change your spiritual plan in a time of spiritual desolation.
在你的深苦当中不要改变你的灵修计划。
So we need to come to a place of peace. We need to find some joy. We need to be able to hear God before we change our plans.
我们需要处于一种平安喜乐的状态，需要在这种状态当中听到天主的声音。
We want to respond to inner peace. We don't respond to agitation and temptation.
我们需要在我们内心当中有平安的时候回应，而不是在我们内心躁动的时候、痛苦的时候回应。
So again, to read this last sentence here, maybe the Saint Ignatius reminds us: the good spirit guides us in consolation; the bad spirit guides us in desolation.
好，让我们再读一遍这个神父标起来的这句话。为的是让我们再记起来，
因
为
在神位
时领导指导我们的是善神，而在神父中则是恶神，随着恶神的主意绝找不到正确的道路。
So it's important for us to pay attention, because when we are in desolation, it's much harder to think clearly.
让我们注意，在我们神哭的时候，我说我们想象清楚是很困难的，让我们有清楚的思想是很困难的。
This is also the reason why it's so important to have regular spiritual direction.
这也是为什么你们有一个常规性的这个灵修指导。
Because when you tell your spiritual director, I had a fight with the bishop, and now I'm very angry, and I'm going to leave seminary.
那你告诉你的神师，我跟主教打了一架，我很生气，所以我想离开修院。
And your spiritual director will say, it sounds like you are in a time of spiritual desolation.
也许你的神师就会告诉你，好像这是你处于神哭当中。
And he will say, do you remember what the monk with the long beard told you?
他会问你那个有长胡子的那个研究室他说了什么呢？
Don't forget rule number 5.
别忘了第五条规则。
But it really helps us to have someone, a spiritual director, and also our friends in seminary, who can say, you're in spiritual desolation.
有时候是需要的，就是我们的神师或者是我们朋友提醒我们，你处于神哭当中。
And our friends remind us, this is not the time to make a major decision.
朋友会提醒我们，这不是你做决定的一个最佳时期。
It's important to work through the desolation until some consolation comes.
最重要的是你先跨越这个神哭。然后当神位出现的时候再做决定。
In rule number 6, St. Ignatius teaches us, how do you fight against spiritual desolation?
第六条规则呀，圣依那觉就告诉我们，我们如何的对跟那个神窟做斗争。
And he gives us four tools to use.
他给了我们四个这个 tool， 四个工具。
工具。
And penance.
所以他就说啊，就是祈祷、默想、反省，反省了。
克己。
还有一种就是 penance 是个补赎。
实际上
那个。
So in rule number five, Saint Ignatius says, don't change the external plans.
在第五条规则当中，圣依那就说不要把外在的计划改变。
But in rule six, he says, change your internal attitude.
但是在第六条规则当中说，把你内在的态度要改变的。
When you realize you're in spiritual desolation, pray.
所以当你意识到你正处在神窟的时候，你要祈祷。
And what Saint Ignatius means here by prayer is just a simple petition.
在这儿，伊纳爵说到的祈祷，仅仅是指那简单的祈求。
For example, simply ask God for help.
举例来讲，就仅仅的要求天主帮你一把。
And then another tool that he offers is meditation.
另一个途径，另一个方法呢，就是默想。
And he means reflecting on scripture, on the goodness of God, our meditation as you understand it.
这默想就是反省圣经当中天主的美善，反省圣经的思想。这个默想当然我们都知道了，就没有必要更多的说。
Sometimes we are in desolation because we maybe committed some sin or we caused it in some way.
有的时候我们处于神窟是因为我们犯了罪。
And so another tool that we use is examination, look at our conscience.
另一个方法呢，所以就是省察，他说反省是不对的啊，这是省察我们的良心。
And then the last tool is a little bit of penance.
那最后的一个方法呢，就是做点克己。
For example, during your half hour of meditation, maybe you have some desolation and you want to leave 10 minutes early.
或许在你们处于神窟的时候，你们早晨半个小时的默想，你总想在提前十分钟就离开。
A little bit of penance would be making the decision to stay a minute or two longer.
对这个刻苦呢，那好，为了校正这个问题多待一会儿。
So maybe you choose to be the last person to leave the chapel after the meditation.
也许你会选择，好，那我称为我是一个最后一个离开教堂的，在默想之后我再跪一会儿。
This is a way that we set our will against the temptation.
这是我们决意要攻击我们这个
不是
攻击我们诱惑的一种方法。
When we are in spiritual desolation, it's very convincing. The devil is very convincing.
当我们处于深窟的时候，这魔鬼说起话来很中听的。
And when he tells us, you pray too much, and it's better if you just leave a little bit early.
可能说你祈祷太多了，最好还是早点离开，最好。
And he tells us, you know, maybe the day of recollection, you have time in the afternoon, you can spend more time in prayer.
比方说在月醒的时候，你会感你他会告诉你下午有好多的时间去做祈祷，上午没有必要。
And if we start to listen to the devil, then we end up like Eve in the Garden of Eden.
如果我们聆听魔鬼的声音，就好像在伊甸园的俄娃一样，聆听魔鬼的声音。
She knew exactly that the devil was telling her to do what God told her not to do.
这个恶霸他知道啊，魔鬼告诉了，让他魔鬼让他去做的那个事儿是天主不让去做的。
And yet she listened, and then she thought, well, you know, it is does look nice, and it tastes good. It'd be good for wisdom.
所以后来恶霸呢就听了之后，感觉到也是啊，挺好看，吃起来挺好吃，看着也是挺有智慧的，就做了。
So the devil is very very clever.
所以魔鬼是很聪明的。
And it's so important for us to be determined to resist.
所以这儿很重要的是，我们需要一个辨别，同时需要一个执着。
So all four of these tools are very helpful: prayer, meditation, examination, and penance.
所以这四个工具为对抗神哭是很重要的，也是很有用的。
In I have to think through this here. Just to summarize a little bit, rules 7 and 8.
我想把第八规则和第七规则、第八规则合起来，做一个总结。
In rule 7, Saint Ignatius reminds us that God always gives us the grace that we need.
在第七个这规条里边，伊纳爵提醒我们。天主永远是给予我们需要的恩宠。
He gives us enough grace so that we don't fall into sin.
他给予我们足够的恩宠，从我们不会去陷于罪恶。
And he gives us enough grace to persevere in our spiritual plans.
他会给予我们足够的恩宠，让我们执着于我们的灵修计划。
When you're in desolation, maybe on Saturday at the day of recollection, you feel like you're in desolation.
在深哭当中，或许在这个星期六你们做月醒的时候，你会感觉到一些深哭。
And you feel like if you spend any more time in prayer, you'll die.
好像是你在去祈祷的时候，你要做一点祈祷，就好像你要去死。
It's ridiculous, but we feel that way when we're in desolation.
可能是这个比较极端的一种感觉，但是这是能发生的。
And Saint Ignatius says in Rule 7, God will give you the grace that you need to spend the time in prayer.
所以在第七个规则里边，伊纳爵提醒我们，天主给予你足够的恩宠，让你去抵抗这个诱惑的。
In rule number 8, Ignatius reminds us that the desolation will not last that long.
在第八个规则里边，伊纳爵告诉我们，神哭不会延续很长时间的。
It's amazing. We can feel like praying is the hardest thing in the world one moment, and the next moment we feel like it's easy to pray.
是一个很有趣的事啊，就是当我们祈祷的时候，某一个时刻突然感觉到这个祈祷是如此的困难，可是突然会看到那是那样的容易啊，经常是那样的容易。
Maybe you have this experience with the priests celebrating Mass here too.
或许你们在做弥撒的时候，你们感觉到这样的一个感觉。
In our seminary, there are seminarians who like some of the priests and their homilies and their mass, and they don't like other priests.
在我们的学院里边，有一些学生确实不愿意听这个一些神父的弥撒和讲道。
And when we see who the celebrant is for Mass, we feel, oh, I cannot make it through the Mass.
当我们看到水主祭的时候，好多的神学生都说，哎呀，我这个可是忍受不了这样的弥撒。
But then, in a time of consolation, it seems like, oh, this is no problem at all. I can pray, God is close.
可是在神秘当中，我们感在遇到同样的事儿，我们感觉到就是这个人，我仍然可以祈祷，天主离我很近。
So we have to remember these things and not take our feelings so seriously.
所以我们需要关注关心这些事儿，并且不要把自己的感觉太 serious 太怎么了嘛，太关注啊，不要太关注了自己的感觉。
Yeah. So in Rule 8,
太认真。
Ignatius reminds us that the desolation can end in 2 seconds.
这个伊朗就说呀，这个神窟啊可以在一两秒钟之内马上消失的。
And so just be patient.
所以仅仅需要的是有耐心。
In Rule 9, Ignatius gives us some very useful wisdom.
在第规则第九条里边伊纳爵给予了我们很多的智慧。
He answers the reasons why we have desolation.
他回答了为什么我们有神窟。
So maybe you can read this together.
现在我们读一下。第九条规则，我们感到神窟的原因有三。
一是因为我们在行神操时冷淡疏懒。神位便离弃了我们。二是天主愿意考验我们，看他不想丰富恩宠及神位时，我们究竟有何价值，在侍奉赞美天主上能进步多少。三是使我们认清并深深觉悟，获得及保存虔诚热爱热泪和其他神位，并不是我们的能力，而是天主的恩赐和圣宠，这样我们方不致自尊和自信，以盗取天主的恩宠而自豪。
So one reason that we experience spiritual desolation is our own fault.
所以呢我们经验神窟的一个原因就是因为我们自己的过错。
When we choose to skip prayer, when we don't apply ourselves to the spiritual life, then God can pull away the consolation.
所以当我们不去祈祷，当我们不按照我们的灵修计划行事的时候，天主会将他的神位取回。
And then the demons attack us.
然后这个魔鬼会攻击我们。
And so it's good for us to just look at our hearts in desolation and say, did I cause this?
所以在神窟的时候，最好我们还是看看我们内心是不是我自己造成了这种现象。
But God also allows desolation in order to help us to grow.
可是天主有的时候也会借由神窟让我们成长。
And He tests our love.
他会试探我们的对他的爱。
Are we only choosing to pray because prayer feels good?
是不是我们去祈祷仅仅是因为在祈祷的时候我们感觉良好。
Are you only in seminary because people like seminarians?
你来到修院，你进入修院，是不是仅仅是因为这个人们 喜爱修士们 修道生
And you like the way that people praise you when you tell them that you're a seminarian.
或者是你是不是仅仅是因为你喜欢别人在你 说给他们你是神学生的时候别人会羡慕你别人会赞美你
And as you know, you would not be this far along in seminary if that were the only reason you were here.
你也知道你进入修院不 并不仅仅是你自己的原因也并你所得到的赞美也 不是你应该得到的
It's good for you that there are hard times in seminary and difficulties in prayer.
所以在你的生活当中在你的修院生活当中你有一些痛苦艰难是很好的
That helps to purify your motives.
这能帮助我们净化我们的动机
And helps us to love God for his own sake, not only for the things that he gives us.
也帮助我们去爱天主是为天主而爱天主而并不仅仅是为了天主所赏给我们的那些礼物，我们去爱天主。
We always want to love the giver, not just the gifts.
我们去需要去爱那给我们的那一位，而不是给我们的东西。
So Saint Ignatius is making a distinction, a comparison between those soldiers who work only because they're paid, and those soldiers who really believe in the cause. Believe in what they're fighting for.
Okay. 伊纳爵给了一个很好的一个例子，就是说，就好像有的人他打仗是为了什么呢？为了他的 salary， 为了他的钱啊。有的人是打仗是为了打仗的真正目的，这是不一样的。
Saint Ignatius was a soldier, and so he likes to use some of these military imagery images.
所以伊纳爵因为他之前是士兵，所以他经常用这些例子来跟别人讲。
And then the last reason is for humility.
当然最后一个原因是为了使我们谦虚。
Maybe you had the experience of spiritual consolation, and then you started to ask, "How can I make this happen again?"
或许我们有神哭，而在生活当中，你也在问自己，咱们能够再次的让这个事儿发生呢？
But spiritual consolation is not the result of a technique, as if I could master getting consolation.
神恩呢，并不是一个神恩，并不是一个技术，让我们在某些地方再次的把它造成的，不是的。
Spiritual consolation is always a gift.
神恩永远是一个礼物。
And we can open our hearts and be ready to receive the gift, but we can't force God to give us that gift.
我们可以打开我们内心接受这个礼物，可是我们绝对不能够强迫天主给予我们这个礼物。
So we should be grateful for the spiritual consolation that we receive.
所以对于神恩来说，我们应该是永远是感恩的。
And we should not feel proud as if we have made this happen for ourselves.
在处于神恩状态的时候，我们不应该骄傲，就好像我们使自己促使了自己成为这个状态的。
There's always a temptation after we receive some strong spiritual consolation to think, I'm amazing.
这也经常是有这种诱惑的。当我们有一个很强烈的神位的时候，我们会感觉到，哎呀，我很不错。
But we don't receive spiritual consolation because we are so holy and amazing.
我们接受神恩并不是因为我们神圣或者是我们很好。
We receive spiritual consolation because we need it and God gives it to us as a gift.
我们接受神恩是因为我们需要，天主把它作为一个礼物给予了我们。
You know, Mother Teresa received no spiritual consolation for 50 years.
我们知道， 印度的德拉萨修女，她有她曾50年的时间没有接受过任何的审问。
That's not because and she was obviously a very holy woman.
就是这样，她还是一个很圣的圣女。
So, when God takes away spiritual consolation, it's also to help us be more humble and trust in Him.
当天主把我们的神位拿掉之后，就让我们更谦虚，更信赖天主。
So two more rules that are focused on handling spiritual desolation. Actually, St. Ignatius speaks to us about consolation a little bit. But he speaks to us about consolation to help us handle the desolation.
Okay. 这两条规则呢，表面上看来，伊纳爵是在讲论神位的，实际上伊纳爵是在讲论如何的对待神窟。
So maybe read the rule 10 together.
我们一起把这个第十条规则一起念，和十条和十一。第十一条规则，在神位中
要预想日后神窟时当怎么办，要为那时储备一些。享受神位的人要尽量谦卑自下，想在神窟时没有了这些圣宠，神恩时将是多么软弱的呢？反之，在神窟中的人要想自己仗着足够的圣宠，在造物主前取得力量，为抵抗一切仇敌足以应付。
这书叫啥呢？
那
神操，
神操。He asked the name of this book. I told him the spiritual
exercises.
那下面 first week.
The first week rules is part of.
第一周的。
Let's address this because some others asked also that Ignatius only wrote one book.
别人你们也可能问这个问题，实际上伊纳爵就写了一本书。
And there's a lot in that one book. It's very small, but it has a lot of meat to it.
但是呢，好多人写了书来注解这本小书的。
So this is one section of that book, and that's what the numbers refer to here.
所以这是为什么这个这有好多的这个什么的，好多的这个罗马，不叫罗马，叫阿拉伯数字的。阿拉伯数字为的是，关注那些，这是别人写的书，关注那个伊纳爵写的那本小书。
这不是伊纳爵原文，
是啊。
哦。
So if you look up the spiritual exercises and you look up number 323, then you'll find this rule.
如果你们看《神操》这本书的时候，你会发现，那就是324条，我就有这些规则。
Yeah. So, and he has more rules for the second week and more rules for discerning the will of God and teaching on meditation and lots of other things.
在第二个星期的时候，他会有更多的规则，帮助我们去做默想，帮助我们去做祈祷。
But to look at rule number 10 for a moment.
让我们看一看第十条规则。
He tells us that we want to store up consolation, knowing that the desolation will come sometime soon.
他说呀，我们需要储蓄能量，储蓄这个来自于神位的能量。因为我们知道神窟也会来到的。
Because everybody experiences consolation and desolation in our spiritual life.
因为所有人在他们的灵修生活当中都有神窟和神位的。
It's not only saints who have consolation, it's not only sinners who have desolation.
并不是说圣人就只有 神为罪人才有神哭。
All of us have consolation and desolation.
所有的人都有神为和神哭的体验。
When we are in consolation, we might think, oh, everything is going to be perfect forever now.
当我们处于神为的时候，我们会感觉到所有的事都是十全十美的。
Because we feel really good in times of consolation.
因为我在神为的时候啊，我们感觉到所有的事都是好的。
And you think, even if I get in a fight with my bishop, everything will be fine.
可能你会想，就是我跟主教打一架也没有关系，所有的事都很好的。
There is nothing that can stop me now.
没有任何的东西可以停止我。
So Ignatius says, realize there are some trials, there are some difficulties that will come.
伊朗爵告诉我们，别着急，注意，会有一些痛苦艰难会等待着你的。
And we want to save the wisdom and the feeling, the strength from consolation to use in those times of desolation.
我们需要把在神位的时候说。神位时候所得到的智慧啊，这些感觉啊，这些能量啊，储聚起来，为的是在神哭的时候使用。
It's like when you're eating a good meal, and it's hard to think about being hungry when you're eating a good meal.
所以就好像当你吃很好吃一个大餐的时候，你不会想。你感觉你饥饿的感觉
and so we really want to savor consolation, just like we savor good food.
就好像我们在神位当中，我们把这最好的礼物，最好的吃的，我们把它保存起来。
And then we can look at the 11th rule.
我们来看一看第十一条的规则。
And again, Ignatius tells us we're going to be tempted towards pride in consolation, so we should make the decision to humble ourselves.
所以在神位的时候，我们很容易骄傲。所以我们需要谦虚自己。
And so a gratitude is a very good way to do this.
怀有一个感恩的心是最好的一种方式去谦虚自己。
And it's also good to remember how hard it is in times of desolation.
也让我们记起在神哭的时候，神哭的那段时间是如何的艰难。
So when we experience consolation, it doesn't fill us up with pride. We know that we can be really tempted in desolation.
当我们在神位的时候，我们不骄傲，是因为我们想到在神哭的时候，我们的诱惑是那么大。
There's always a danger of being in consolation and then having some judgment against somebody else.
这总会有一个危险的，就是当我们处于神位的时候，我们很容易去判断那些在神窟当中的人。
And so we should remember, no, when I'm in desolation, I know I can do terrible things.
就让我们记起来，当我处于神窟的时候，我做的会更坏。
And then St. Ignatius also says that when we are in desolation, God will always give us enough strength to resist our enemies.
伊纳爵也提醒我们，当我们处于神窟的时候，天主会给予我们足够的恩宠来抵抗诱惑，抵抗魔鬼。
Even though it feels like we don't have very much strength, we have enough.
尽管有的时候我们感觉到我们没有足够的力量，实际上我们有。
The next three rules are a little different, a little bit different quality of rules. So I want to take them separately.
下面三条规则呢，彼此是不同的三条规则。我愿意不同的跟大家来一个一个的跟大家来谈。
And so let me stop here and see if you have any questions.
那现在我们现在停一会儿，看看你们有没有问题。有问题没有？
没有。
No question. We are in desolation.
So I know we went through those six rules very quickly, or seven rules.
Nine rules.
Hopefully you see some practical value to them.
我希望你们在这里能看到一些实际的实用价值。
These are good rules to keep reflecting on.
这是这里边有一些规则呢，是让我们不断的去反省的。
And they are good ways to encourage each other or encourage your directees.
这也是有的规则是让我们去彼此鼓励的，去鼓励我们的神子们。
It's very hard in spiritual desolation.
所以这个深枯确实是很难的。
And when we can remind each other that you have enough grace to persevere.
所以在这个情况之下，我告诉我们会彼此鼓励说，我们有足够的恩宠来执着于我们的神灵修计划。
Or when someone is having a strong spiritual experience, you can remind them, savor this, keep it in your heart, write it down.
当某些人有很强的一些灵修的感觉的时候，你提醒他把这种感觉写下来。
You can think of the experience of the apostles on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们可以想象那个好多的不是好多不是，我们可以想象。这个在显圣容的时候，那这个宗徒们他们的感觉。
And in the mass, in the prayer of the preface before the Eucharistic prayer, it says that the Lord strengthened them in the transfiguration against the passion that was coming.
在弥撒的 preface 里边，感恩经里边，这个。那经文是谈到了天主如何的在这个显圣容的状态中给他们恩宠，为的是让他们去跨越或者是抵抗以后的困难。
And you can encourage each other to take strength from those times of consolation.
我们可以。相互鼓励，在深恩的时候，我们取得力量。
And you can also remember that when you're in desolation, it's not a sign that you're a bad person.
我们也有意识到，当我们在深枯的时候，这并不意味着你是坏人。
God allows desolation for those that He loves in order to strengthen us and purify us.
天主允许神库的出现，就是让我们成长，让我们进化。
And of course, what's the most important rule?
当然了，我们要再记起那一个最重要的那个规则，那个最重要的规则是什么呢？ perseverance.
Yes, rule number five.
第五规则。
Don't forget rule number five.
深哭的时候别做任何决定的。
Yes, and remind each other, rule number five.
Yes.
Very good. Well, let's take a little break.
我们休息一会儿。